The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
All right, it's that time of the week. It's Thursday. Tom Dunn joins us to talk about all things in music. First up, take a listen to this.
You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
Oh, sad news indeed. Nothing to do with the coronavirus crisis. Kenny Rogers sadly passed away at the weekend, you will have noted. Tom, you want to pay tribute to him?
I do, because he was a great songwriter, well, a great singer more so than a songwriter, to tell the truth, and had a long career in music, and so many of the songs have passed into the canon of songs that we will all always know and remember. Some of them very often parodied quite quickly, because they were country songs, and they told kind of heartbreaking tales of husbands and wives breaking up and stuff and not getting on, and very often people like Billy Connolly would follow up very quickly with a kind of parody version of it. But long career, lovely man, successful from day one. He was in a band called First Edition, who had hits back in the 60s. And they were together for a good while. And when they came to an end, he went off on a solo career that had hits with Lucille and The Gambler and Carrot of the County and Lady. And then the biggest, probably the biggest duet of all time with Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. So fantastic career and a lovely man too.
Yeah, you know, someone sent me a Peter Kay stand-up comedy routine whereby he plays bits of music and, you know, the words are not as the lyrics they came across. And someone once told me about Islands in the Stream, that if you actually listen to it, it sounds like Ireland's Industry. And once you get that into your head, a different version of the actual lyrics, it's very hard to get them out of it. But tell me a little bit of his life story.
I came from a poor background, grew up in a housing project, one of eight children. His mum was called Lucille, and he did get a song out of that eventually. He was still in school when he got his first bands together. He went off and joined various bands, and they became, the first band he was in became successful pretty much straight away. First Edition, they were called. And they had a great track called Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In, which was featured in really famous film in certain circles, The Big Lebowski. So they were very good, and they had their own TV show. And so he was a huge name in music. And in the kind of early 70s, it started to fall away, as it does in music. Nothing lasts forever. But then he kind of crossed over into country music. And people would often say to him, what's the difference between pop music and country music? And he would say, basically, if a song is successful on the country charts, then it's a country song. That's the way I see it. So his songs were more kind of pop, but they took, because they were storytelling, they took off in that country world. Now, they're very funny. I think they're funny songs. Like The Gambler, you got to know when to hold
them.
You got to know when to hold them.
Sure, that's been my life anthem.
I thought of you the moment I saw it being played. Yeah. I thought, if Ivan took
absolutely
that song more to heart.
Oh, that's my modus operandi.
Yeah.
And there's another one there. The Coward of the County is quite a nice one.
Yeah, heartbreaking song, The Coward of the County. And Lucille, you mentioned the misheard lyrics. The chorus is, you think to find time to leave me, Lucille. The crops in the fields and five kids are raising. So that became a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Lucille. Yes.
A woman in high heels who, you know, loses
and
her
did
heels.
He do one with Sheena Easton? In the
he
early
did a track
80s.
With Sheena Easton, he did, yeah. He guessed it with very many people.
We've Got Tonight. Was that it? We've
That's
Got Tonight.
One.
Yeah,
very well remembered.
Yeah.
And then Ireland's Industry, as he called it.
Yes.
One of the all-time greats. But also Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, which is a song about an American Vietnam War veteran who's in a wheelchair and can't love his wife the way his wife would like to be loved. And watches
they're all
her going
like,
out.
They're all like that.
They are very much. But, you know, it's hard to love a man whose legs are twisted and paralyzed.
Wow.
Is one of the lines.
It's a fair point. He won lots of awards, did he?
Yeah, loads of Grammys and various things. He was a very, very successful, very modest man, though. And he guessed it on various shows, Late Show. Pat Kenny would have talked to him down the years. And just very grateful for success. Married five times.
Well.
You'd wonder, That's kind of the going rate for country singers, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
You need love them and leave them.
Love them and leave them.
Yeah,
it sounds like a way to go.
Stories of the wife leaving you, you know, you harp, or you leaving the wife. But, you know,
you see,
country
when
music.
When you're rolling in the cash, it does attract all the gold diggers. I mean, like.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, so I think. Tell me. All right. May he rest in peace. A legend.
Yeah, great guy.
A legend of the music world, particularly country and Western. But as Tom says, transitioned from pop. Now let's go to Tom's album of the week. Let's take a listen.
What kind of sad dad scratches in this crash pad?
Well, Tom Dunn, I'm knocking around with you long enough. There's two people that you absolutely is the Paul, whatever his face is, from the Beatles, McCartney. And
yeah.
Morrissey. You just can't let Morrissey go. This is his latest album, is it?
Latest album. I'm Not a Dog on a Chain. That's the name of it. And this will be controversial. There will be people shouting at the radio saying, Tom, you cannot be coming on here and telling us that man's music is still good or that we should be listening to him, because over the last few years he's revealed himself as a very strange individual. He has been seen on stage wearing badges that would appear to support the National Front and has espoused very strange views. And I know all of that is true. He's a vilified character really in music at this point. But I have to say, if you weren't aware of any of that, this is the best album that Morrissey has done in years and years. And once upon a time, he was one half of the Johnny Morrissey combination that in the 80s was like the Lennon and McCartney of the 80s. They defined indie rock and wrote some of the most intelligent and barbed songs of that entire decade. And we still love them. Since then, the Skulliker has been great, but his views on various things have become very hard to live with. But that said, I keep saying the songs on this are very, very good. Very refreshed, very witty. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think if there's an argument for it, you can separate the art from the artist. For me, you can with Morrissey. I really like this album. So it's getting great reviews, but people are still giving kind of 3 out of 5 rather than 4 out of 5. I think that's just because obviously, and if they put them aside for a minute, I think they'd admit this is a really great songwriter in really great form.
Okay. 11 tracks on it. I'm Not a Dog on a Chain. The first track apparently says go ahead and kill yourself, does it?
Yes, that is the kind of, you know, Morrissey's always been very controversial in the way he says it. He says things that you couldn't imagine anybody would say, but it's very tongue-in-cheek and witty. And it is kind of saying, like, you go on about this long enough. If you're going to talk about it, do it.
Tell me, is Morrissey Irish?
No, but his parents were.
Because one of the tracks is My Hurling Days Are Done.
That's right.
I would have thought that was a bit niche for Irish people.
Yes. He'd be one of, there's a whole generation of really talented English people whose parents are Irish, and they write about that experience of being in a kind of foreign culture to them with Irish roots. And Johnny Marr, his co-writer in The Smiths, was very strong on all of that. Dexter's Midnight Runners or another band. You can make the same argument about Oasis. The Sex Pistols.
All right. Let's move to Tom's gig of the week.
As if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. Talking about that.
But Tom, there are no gigs. Yep. Why are we playing Paul Simon?
A really strange thing has happened because everybody is in lockdown, and that includes the artists as well. So gigs are gone. They're not on. But the artists are also locked down in their houses. And very many artists, pretty much everybody these days, has access to technology where they can do gigs in their houses. And people are posting performances from their front rooms, from their bedrooms, from their little studios. So you're seeing people like Patti Smith and Coldplay and Courtney Barnett, and really Dua Lipa and Christina the Queens and Hozier and Ben Gibbard. And just there, Paul Simon. He now, I think, has been the absolute best of them. He has posted stuff with Paul himself, his daughter Lulu, his wife Edie Brickell, very talented, but also Woody Harrelson of Cheers fame and many other films. And Woody Harrelson is a really great singer. So the point of all this is that if you're stuck in your house on lockdown at the moment, loads of really talented people are going online, and you can go online and watch these really great gigs. Like today, we just missed it at 3 o'clock. Dua Lipa, who's just released a new album, and that album is great, by the way. If you're a fan of Dua Lipa, you would love it. She's doing a whole concert at 3 o'clock on Instagram. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Christine of the Queens, one of my favorites, will again be on Instagram at 5 p.m. Hozier, the legend, is doing gigs for the ISPC. They're running all week, the ISPC gigs. So basically, go online and see what people are up to. It's really entertaining, and I think some of them are absolutely great. And one of my favorites, Mick Flannery, in association with Play Irish, is going to be doing a whole series of gigs from his house with Emma Langford and Jeffrey Martin and various different people. So there's loads of, if you're on lockdown and you're going slightly crazy, there are suddenly loads of great gigs that you can see online and enjoy for free.
Finally, Tom, is there a COVID-19 song out yet?
They're working on it. It's only a matter of time, and I'm getting emails. Got an email from a band called Jiggy, a band from Ireland. They say they released a new heartwarming new video that encourages everyone to stay at home and dance. And that's up on their website. Lionel Richie has gone from 5 to 4 to 1 to 2, which means he's a shoe-in for a re-release of We Are the World, charity song. In the UK, You'll Never Walk Alone, that huge kind of Liverpool song, Liverpool, has been re-released and is getting played in all of the stations. And let me see, George Weah, the Liberian president, he's threatening to release a COVID-19 track. Bono has released one as well. The race is on to have the track by which this thing is going to be remembered for all time, and it's only a matter of time.
Look, Tom, stay safe in the bunker. Nighttime is continuing despite the emergency.
It is. I'll leave you with one thought from James Blunt. I know you're a big fan of James.
Yes.
He said, during the lockdown, while many other artists are doing mini concerts in their homes, I thought I would do you all a favour and not do that.
He has a sense of humour, a bit like myself. Thank you,
he's
Tom Dunn.
Man.
All Matters Musical. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Ivan.